welcome to Sports Talk 870. I know a lot of you have heard, so this is my last day of work here at WKAR. It's been 39 great years. We have someone we know on the phone. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I called to wish you a happy retirement and best regards. I called you during the Taking Care of Business show. Most people in Lansing don't know that. During the old days, that was the only place to pick up African-American music.
That's Confunction and Too Tight on the Taking Care Business Show. Coming up next, we've got the Barcades with Boogie Body Land. After the news, we'll come back and chat a little bit more with Magic Johnson. The time is 5 minutes before the hour, 3 o'clock.
My friend and main man, Earl Robinson, back in the day, you remember I used to get tickets from you for concerts and basketball games. You should listen to you every day on the radio. You only had a couple hours, but you made us feel good even in a couple hours. And then you turned into the sports man. Man, covering Michigan State, the Pistons, the Lions, high school basketball. You've done it all.
Hey, Earl. I just wanted people to know Tom Izzo just paid you a great tribute today at the press conference.
It's a great day, and it's a sad day when I hear that it's Earl's last day. I appreciate, you know, what you've given to Michigan State, what you've given to this community, and maybe most of all, just the time you spent coming over in the summers and talking about things that you saw with your eyes instead of the things you heard with your ears.
It wasn't just scores, stats. He got people, and I think that helped him.
Earl, you took me under your wing as a college journalist. I think that was about 100 years ago. You saved me from being beat up in the Lugnuts clubhouse once.
Earl's a great friend. Everyone should have an Earl. He was a guy who would give you his last dime. He didn't have many of them, but he would give you the last one he had. He enjoyed dressing up, and where some people were uncomfortable with that, he knew that it looked good, he felt good, and it helped him stand out a little bit.
It's been great knowing you. You've done an incredible job, and we're going to miss it, but we know we're going to see you around here.
Hi, Earl. I just want to wish you all the best in your retirement. I know you're still going to be around cheering us on in many different sports, but we really appreciate all you've done for us here at Michigan State, the way you carry yourself as a reporter, and we're going to miss you. God bless.
Jack and Earl and Grins were the guys I met earliest here. I used to dominate him in one-on-one games with Charlie Wilson back in old Jenison, and Earl was a very good friend for a long time and will remain that. And I want you to know, you always got a seat. You always will have a parking pass as long as I'm here and you're alive and I'm alive.
So just because you're not at WKAR anymore doesn't mean I'm not going to be bothering you late at night. Doesn't mean we're not going to go on the road trips. We still got to do that Army-Navy game, and we're still going to get you to the Rose Bowl.
So I want to say congratulations on your retirement. Go a little fishing. Go chase some bears. Or go a little hunting. Do something, Earl, okay? But we love you. May God bless you. And good luck, man, in your retirement.
Okay, well, we've got to get out of here. We got to make way for the next show. So I want to just say thanks to everyone. We really had some very good people call and some very good people call over the years. I want to thank all of them for taking the time. They've just been so, so very nice to me over the years, and I appreciate that.
We begin today's WKAR's current sports a little bit different. It's a sad one. You know, can't lie. When I heard the news last night, it shook me. And it's another sobering reminder that life is short. You know, I came in last night and I walked into my apartment and I had Jack Ebling's press pass show on. And at the very end, I caught the tail end of it. At the tail end, Jack mentioned the news that I'm sure many of you here in our local community know by now. If you don't, Earl Robinson, longtime sports talk host here at WKAR, 39 years to be exact. Earl has sadly passed away at the age of 71 years old. He passed away on Saturday, and you know, this is news that has sent shockwaves since last night into the morning. And I know folks are used to listening to sports talk here at 1 p.m. on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM. But, you know, it just wouldn't be right if we talked slam dunks and touchdowns in light of this unfortunate news. So throughout this hour, we are going to pay tribute to an absolute giant in the community here in Lansing, in the sports world here in mid-Michigan, and we invite you to be a part of it. Again, I'm your host of WKAR's Current Sports. I had and have had now, for 6 years, the absolute pleasure of trying to fill the enormous shoes of Earl Robinson. My name is Al Martin. I came from, of course, WLNS TV6. And I'm going to share a few stories with you guys later on this hour when it comes to my personal connection with Earl. And I'll tell you a story about, you know, a sit down that we had the very first episode of Current Sports. It was like a passing of the torch episode when Earl was in that day. And afterward, we went out to eat. And I'll tell you a little bit about that conversation later on this hour. But again, our phone lines are open. I know they'll probably be flooded today. So Connor Mathis, the man behind the glass for this Monday edition of Current Sports. Connor's going to keep me updated because we got two phone lines. If they get clogged, I'm going to try to unclog them real quick so we can get some callers in. You can also comment right now, as many of you are already doing so, at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. And real quick, before I welcome two men who knew Earl very well, speaking of Twitter, I want to go to Twitter right now. And if you have not seen, Irvin Magic Johnson has released a statement on Twitter concerning the passing of Earl Robinson. Many people don't know. I mean, Earl and Magic were pretty close back during Magic's playing days here at Michigan State. And just to read what Irvin had to say, quote, "I'm saddened to hear about the passing of my friend, radio personality, and sports broadcaster Earl Robinson. Earl was a pioneer in Lansing, Michigan, as the first radio personality to play R&B music on his show from 2 to 5 p.m. It goes on to read, quote, "Earl also broadcasted MSU basketball and football games from 1974 until his retirement in 2013. He provided me 2 free tickets to the first concert I ever took Cookie to," Cookie, of course, his wife, "and was the captain and pitcher of my competitive softball team in Lansing, the Magic Johnson All-Stars." How cool is that, right? And then Magic finishes up his tweet tribute to Earl by saying, quote, "Earl Robinson was a dear friend, and I know the Lansing community, MSU, and all of his friends and family will sorely miss him." Very well said. Again, that coming from Magic Johnson's Twitter page, at Magic Johnson, as Magic has weighed in on the news of the passing of Earl Robinson. And right now I welcome live to our studio, Studio S to be exact, two men who certainly knew Earl quite well. To my right, I welcome to the show the great Jack Ebling of The Drive with Jack, as well as on television on Fox 47. He is the host of Press Pass. And right next to Jack, we invite also to the hour our very own Scott Pohl of WKAR News. First off, gents, welcome to the show. Unfortunately, of course, it's under these circumstances, but thank you both for coming on and sharing in Earl's legacy. Jack, welcome.
Thanks, Al. I think that Earl would really enjoy some of the things that people have to say about him today. And as you've invited everyone to call in, if you have an Earl moment, an Earl memory, everybody has one. I'm thinking about that story about the softball team and Magic Johnson's All-Stars.
And Earl was the captain of that team, Jack? Wow.
Well, it depends. Irvin was the captain of every team he was ever on.
Right, exactly.
So when Irvin was there, then it was a little bit different. But, you know, Earl was a ferocious trash talker.
Mm-hmm. Was he? Oh, a nice Earl Robinson.
Oh,
I mean,
oh.
Stop it, Jack. Really?
Good-natured trash talker.
Yeah. Good-natured trash talker.
Yes.
Yes. And we used to tease him about being the pitcher, and we said that's because you didn't have to bend down very far to get bunts.
That's a good one. That's a good comeback, Jack.
Yeah. But he was as important to me as anybody I've known in this business. And next to my mother, I think I probably learned more life lessons from Earl Robinson than anybody else.
Scott, welcome to the show.
It's been a very rough day. I got to work at 4 o'clock this morning to find your email about what you had heard on Jack's TV program last night. Reluctant to say anything on the air until I had my own confirmation, of course. And mm-hmm. So I sent a note to Earl's son, Hamisi, who we've all known since he was that high. And Hamisi finally got back to me at about 8:15 to confirm things. And so I was able to get it on the air at 8:30. And in this business, there are a few things that are tougher to do. Jack just went through it last night. Then reporting to your listeners that someone that they all know from our airwaves has died. I've only had to do that one other time that I can recall, when a longtime colleague, Steve Jensen, passed away unexpectedly many years ago. Mm-hmm. I was the first one to say something on the air about that. It's very difficult to open a live mic and read a story about someone you know so well. Spent many, many hours with Earl before and after his shows, as I've said online, debating sports and music and life, and often left me a little jealous of people like Jack, who got to spend so much more time with him away from the station and maybe over a meal or an adult beverage or something. A little jealous of that sort of time with Earl, because I enjoyed every moment I had with him here. Eric Lacey from the State Journal called me this morning,
right,
and wanted some information. And I told Eric that he was a friend to all and had no enemies.
Definitely.
And I think that's absolutely true. I never have heard anyone say a crossword about Earl Robinson.
And Jack, you and I, we talked last night, and that's also, I echo those sentiments. I mean, if you had a problem with Earl Robinson, the problem is you, brother.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to start here with you guys. Do you remember the first time you met Earl, Jack?
I don't remember the specific day, but I know it was in 1983. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he really didn't start out as a sports guy.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Right? And taking care of business. Mm-hmm. And had this own music deal. And you know, he dated Gladys Knight.
Stop it.
Did you
really
know that?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That sound you heard was my jaw hitting the...
Yeah.
I did not know that.
What?
Yeah. He
Gladys
took the midnight
Knight
train to Georgia. No, he... That would be Earl's line, okay?
Yes,
so I'm giving you his
in honor of Earl. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But so I got to know him, and this was the days of prehistoric days for sports talk. And then he got on with Jim, and they did that show. And then when Jim retired, and Earl took the show himself, but... Mm-hmm. It was unique, and he was willing to talk about so many different topics. And a lot of them weren't scores and who's standings. It wasn't about that. Issues. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that I know he was happy with you following through with, Al. And it was very important to him that there be a forum for that kind of mature discussion.
Right. Exactly. And that's one of the things that I wanted to continue. That's a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
that Earl and I had when we sat down.
Yeah.
When I took the job here.
Yeah.
And you told a really cool story to me last night, which I want to get to in a moment. But Scott, do you remember the first time?
First time actually with details. No, I don't, to be honest. But I'm sure it was before I came here in '84 myself.
Yeah.
Earl and I were 10 years apart in every way. He started here in 74. I started here in 84, and Earl was 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So there was a time before I came here full-time that I did a part-time jazz show here. And I'm sure that our first meeting would have been crossing paths in a studio from his program to the show that I was doing for a short time. It wasn't very long, but I'm sure we met in those days.
Right. Jack, in a business where we see so much turnover, so much, Earl was here for 39 years.
Yeah.
What made him such a gravitating personality to have that kind of longevity in a business that you don't normally see?
Well, first of all, he made friends instantly and enemies never.
Right.
But the thing that really allowed him to become such a fixture here was he immersed himself in mid-Michigan. We always talk about We Are There Sports Radio, and Earl was really the exemplification of that. He would cover every event and make it seem like it was the biggest event. He would cover a high school junior varsity basketball game and make it seem like it was the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I got to hang out with him more and more and more, and we solved every problem in the world from midnight to 3 a.m.
Because we all know Jack Ebling is up the longest out of anybody I know. My goodness.
Well,
Jack can shoot me a text at 5 a.m.
I got some of that from Earl, actually. So, but, you know, we got a chance to travel a lot.
Right.
We drove to Final Four in Minneapolis. Don't know that I would recommend that, but with Earl it was tolerable. We went to 3 basketball games, covered 3 games in 3 cities in one day.
Can you tell that story? Because you told me that one last night, and that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we started at noon with the Michigan State women's game, and to Earl, women's basketball was a very important thing before it was to anybody else. And so we covered that game at noon at Breslin, and then we got in a car, and we blasted down to Ann Arbor, and we saw Michigan and Purdue. And as soon as the game was over, we didn't even do interviews. We got right back in the car and went to Columbus and saw Michigan State and Ohio State at night. And we might have been able to make the tip-off if we hadn't been stopped by the police.
Mm-hmm.
The first of 2 times that happened on that trip.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but with Earl, you learn something every day. And that's pretty important because I know a lot of people in our business, and they haven't learned anything in a long time.
That's very true.
You know, Jack, I'm going to interject here. You talking about Earl getting pulled over. Was he driving? And there's a reason I ask. And you talk about Earl talking about social issues at times on his program.
I'm glad. I was going to go there. Please talk about this guy.
He would, with some frequency, arrive at WKAR and mention that he'd been pulled over on his way home from the basketball game the night before or on his way into work that day. And driving while black was something that occurred to Earl with some frequency on, I'm going to say on this campus, but not just on this campus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not afraid to discuss social issues, but he wasn't the sort to, you know, dwell on it in terms of, like, making a big public to-do about the fact that he got pulled over quite a bit. But
he wasn't that bad a driver. He's actually a better driver than I was. But,
oh, really?
Well, that's a long list of drivers
that's true.
That are better
long
than
list,
you.
Long list, Jack.
We understand that.
But
Do you want me to tell the rest of the story?
Please. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because you were telling me this last night, Jack.
Yeah.
And, again, you guys got pulled over twice covering this 3-city tour in one day in the world of sports. What happened when you got pulled
over? It was about 7:15, something like that. We were really flying down to Columbus, and we're on 23, and see the lights behind us. And I'm not going that fast. And I was maybe going 10 over. And that guy saunters up to the car, you know, and the worst part is it always takes forever for the guy to get there, especially when you're in a hurry. You got to go somewhere. And comes up and said, "You're going a little fast." I said, "I'm so sorry. You know, I'm trying to sell at this point. I'm sorry, we're going to a game. We're coming from out of town and this is trying to make it. We were just at another game. And the guy said, really? He was a basketball fan. We started talking and he says, okay, well, slow down. Let's me go. We're on the way home and Earl's driving and he's going maybe 7 or 8 over. And we got pulled over in Ohio and a guy comes up to the window and Earl said, basically, watch this. And guy comes up, and first thing he does is look in the car to see me, and he says, are you okay, sir? And then Earl explained basically the same thing, that we had a long day, and he didn't realize he was a few miles over the speed limit. And the guy said, give me your license, and goes back and writes him out a ticket. So I've seen this a lot with Earl, and we would stop on our way to a game, and we'd go in and get something to drink or munchie or something like that. And I could have stolen the place blind because three people were always looking at him.
And Earl was not shy in addressing those issues.
No.
He was very, and it's part of the conversation I'll share later on this hour that Earl and I had before I took the gig here after our first show. Real quick, guys, a brief pause. I want to go to our phone lines right now. They are full. I want to start with Dan from New York, who wants to talk about the unfortunate passing of the great Earl Robinson. Dan, welcome to WKAR's Current Sports.
Hey, sad to hear, although I knew that he had been ill, but sad to hear nonetheless Earl's passing. And I happened to be on the subway running from Manhattan to Queens when I was on my iPad, and there it is on the Internet, and I thought that I needed to call in and obviously offer my condolences. And a great man, and I had the pleasure, as minimal as it was, but nonetheless to have been in contact and have conversation with Earl. And obviously with you, Alice. I've been blessed to have known the two personalities at KAR.
Thank you for the call, Dan. Really appreciate that. Line 2, Kirk from Grand Ledge. Kirk, welcome to Current Sports. How you doing, my man?
I'm sad. I was very saddened to hear the news about Earl. I always enjoyed my time listening to his show. Him and Jim were the pioneers on sports talk radio in the Lansing area.
Yep.
And it just saddens me. He was a great man, always treated me with a great deal of respect, even when we disagreed about X's and O's versus Jimmy's and Joe's. And I'm glad you guys are having this show. Thanks.
Thank you, Kirk. Again, if you want to chime in, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Also, we're getting a slew of comments right now at our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. I'll get to a few of those later on this hour. And, of course, you can tweet us as well, just like the great Urban Magic Johnson just did, commenting on the passing of Earl Robinson. Tweet us directly at WKAR News. You can tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR. Scott, again, you worked a long time with Earl. What do you think is his legacy here at WKAR, here on the radio airwaves here in mid-Michigan?
Well, irreplaceable, aside from my respect and affection for you on this show, irreplaceable in many ways.
Yeah.
And during this conversation, if I was going to compare Earl to anybody I've ever met or listened to or watched cover sports in Michigan, the only other name that kind of comes to mind is Ernie Harwell, in terms of being a gentle soul and someone who was universally admired, loved, greatly missed. I think that's his legacy. His skill was insurmountable, and the fact that he coupled that with humility and tremendous work ethic, he was one of a kind.
Definitely. What about you, Jack?
He had a fundamental belief in the goodness of people. And he didn't look for mistakes to find out what someone couldn't do. He looked for good things to find out what they could do. And this is a classic Earl Robinson story, but had to do with the 1987 Rose Bowl. And he'd done all the work, and Jim had said, you know, you're going to the Rose Bowl. This is going to happen. And he was so excited about it. And then he realized that Jim was at the end of his career. And he said, I don't deserve to go to this game. You're retiring. I'll go the next time. And Earl Robinson never got a next time because he retired in 2013.
Yep. The Rose Bowl
and
year.
That turned out to be the Rose Bowl year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Earl was never bitter about that. He always thought that, you know, hey, that was Jim's trip.
Yeah. Selfless.
Yeah.
To the T.
Yeah.
Again, Earl Robinson passing away at the age of 71 on Saturday. We want to hear from you all. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. And any final thoughts you guys want to share before we go into this this final break? We have two pieces that we'd like to play for you guys as the hour continues here. But any final thoughts, Jack?
I had a chance to make him our player of the week last night on Press Pass.
Yeah, I saw that. That's how I got
so,
the news. Yeah,
you know, that's, I don't know, at age 71, how much playing he would have done lately, but that's okay for me. He had to be our player of the week, and we're going to do something similar to what you're doing in the 5 o'clock hour today on The Drive with Jack. So I'm really glad you're doing this because this is his base. These are the people who grew up with him and who came to appreciate what talk radio could be. I don't want to say that he and Jim were the first sports talk show in this town. They were not. They were just the first one that mattered.
I like that. And you guys were so close, Jack. I mean,
yeah,
like brothers. You know, he was like, you know, sit a line. We're both Game of Thrones fans.
Yeah.
Right? He was
like the
Jamie Lannister to your Tyrion, right? He really was.
I think he looked more like Tyrion, but that's a... But we were kind
that's
of
up
the...
for debate.
We were the odd couple. You
right,
know,
right.
We'd go places and... You know, we were never apart. So,
right, exactly.
30 years of that.
Yeah. Okay. Scott, anything?
Well, we've hinted at it, but also a great family man.
Yeah.
Loved his family, and they loved him back. And Earl, God bless you. We're all thinking of you and your family today.
All right, let's go into our first break here, Connor. When we come back again, we will continue to pay tribute to the great Earl Robinson, a man who sat in this very chair for 39 years before I got the gig. We'll be right back. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports.
Thank everyone for coming out. Michigan State is a wonderful place. It has a great school of journalism. I was proud to go through it here and still here. I'm going to remain in the area after my retirement. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I love Michigan State. It's been as you know, Martine, it's a great place. And we talked a lot of times. I met so many people here. And just like with Tom Izzo there, Tom and I became very good friends back in the 70s. Even though he said he used to win the basketball games, I won most of them. But yes, but it's very nice. I'm glad everyone came out. And the one best thing I can say about doing a radio show for 39 years, I got a chance to talk and meet with so many people because that Lansing area community has a lot of great people and a lot of great people in the community. So I just want to thank everyone that has called me over the years and I've talked with and met over the years. It's been a pleasure covering so many kids, going to so many games from high school sports all the way up to the pros. I've done them all, and it's been a joy just doing all of it. So thank you.
Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. It's Monday, May 13th, 2019. Thank you so much for joining us throughout this hour as we are paying tribute to the late Earl Robinson. Yes, if you have not heard, Earl Robinson, who was the longtime sports talk host here at WKAR for 39 years, to be exact. Earl passed away on Saturday, 71 years young. In just a moment, and what you just heard, that was audio actually from, that was actually the day, April of 2013, when I was introduced as Earl's, as the guy taking over for Earl. And you know, it was at the Spartan Sports Journalism Classic here at the College of Communication Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University. And Earl came up and, you know, we all applauded him and he said those words before I was introduced. That was his official retirement speech, I guess you can say. Before we play to you another piece about, you know, Earl's career, before I get to that, I want to go to our phone lines again. And we actually have the pleasure now of introducing on line one, Rob Bennett, former producer for Earl Robinson's sports talk show back in the day. Rob, thank you so much for calling, my man.
Oh, you guys are too kind. Thank you for having me. And I just want to say, Al, and to all the listeners and to everyone at WKAR, thank you for what you're doing today and carrying on the tradition of the sports talk show that Earl began and carried through for, as you said, 39 years. You guys are continuing the legacy and doing a great job. So I just want to say thank you for what you're doing for Earl Robinson today and what you have done since taking over the show. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Rob. And you know what? Before we get you out of here, man, can you just kind of share what it was like to work with Earl and maybe a story?
Sure. Oh, man, where do I start? You need a three-hour show for me to fit it all in.
Right.
Earl, you had Jack on and Jack Ebling and Scott Poole on earlier, which was great. What I can remember of Earl, there's so many things, but just his laugh, number one, and just his overall, he's just such a great people person. I don't think I've heard anything, you can't say anything bad about Earl Robinson. Why would you? His smile, he came into work every day with just a smile on his face.
Yeah.
And you know that, right?
Right, of course.
And so just what he taught me, not only in this business, in the great sports radio business that we're in, but just life in general, and just his giving nature to everybody that he came across. I mean, he could talk to anybody. Right. I mean, and he can make you laugh. He can make you cry. He can do all sorts. He can do it all. And I just remember the first when they were looking for a new producer for his show. I came in and I sat down with him in his office for 3 hours. 3 hours.
3 hours. Wow.
3 hours. he grilled me. That's for sure.
Oh, did Earl Robinson grilled you during the interview?
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's hard to believe, right?
That is very hard to believe.
And not only did he talk about the sports and what I expected out of this, what I wanted out of this industry and what I wanted to do, he took me in with, I was just moving here from Massachusetts. I had a small business management degree from UMass Amherst, so really radio wasn't even in the picture for me, but I started going back to school here in Michigan, going to classes for it, and he was able to take a chance on a nobody, really, and I'm continuing to do that to this day here at Spartan Sports Radio Network. So I'll always be grateful for him for what he taught me in this business. He's such a professional, such a perfectionist, and I wouldn't be the person I am today without his knowledge, not only in this industry, but just in life in general. So, and getting me to the gym, as you know, Al, he was quite the gym rat.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, get this, Rob. I talked with Eric Lacy this morning. Lansing State Journal, of course, they have a piece up on their website right now. And I was speaking with Eric, and he's like, Al, I'm going through our archives here at LSJ. And, man, Earl was fit, wasn't he? And he's like, you know, I got this one picture of him where he's in like a polo, and I guess he got like the extra medium size, and it's tight fitting on his arms, and he's got some guns, man. But Earl was a fitness advocate, wasn't he, Rob?
He was most certainly an advocate of fitness on his show, off his show, dragging me to the gym whenever he could. You know,
right.
So
right.
I still go to the gym to this day. He was a huge influence on that. So just every portion of really my life, he has been a part of. And I just want to say, I know I'm dragging it on here a little bit.
No, you're fine.
But I just wanted to thank you guys for doing this tribute, for WKAR, for doing the tribute. I miss that place. Worked with them for about 10 years or so. So, again, you guys are doing a great job carrying on the legacy. I appreciate it, and I know all his listeners appreciate it as well. Great job, guys.
Thank you, Rob. Again, Rob Bennett, former producer of Earl Robinson's Sports Talk Show back in the day. Okay, again, folks, we are paying tribute as this is a sad day, a really sad day for us here at WKAR, trying to say goodbye to one of our own. As Earl Robinson, again, passes away on Saturday, 71 years old, young. Earl started at WKAR in 1974. For decades, he covered thousands of MSU sporting events, but he was also well-known as a music show host and reporter. So, again, today we're honoring the memory of our friend Earl Robinson with this tribute that we actually first aired in 2013. It's narrated by our former general manager here at WKAR, Gary Reed.
Before he took the reins of Sports Talk in 1985, Earl hosted a daily jazz and interview show called Taking Care of Business, as we refer to it as TCB. Even then, his interest in sports and athletes wasn't very far away.
Let's confunction and too tight on the Taking Care Business Show. Coming up next, we've got the Bar Caves with Boogie Body Land. After the news, we'll come back and chat a little bit more with Magic Johnson. The time is 5 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Well, we're talking with Urban Magic Johnson here on the Taking Care Business Show this afternoon. You were just telling us during this record, during the break, that you were partying with Lakeside a little bit. And right, tell the folks a little bit. You know, some of the people would like to know a little bit inside of some of the groups, and I know you get to meet and chat with a lot of them.
Well, just basically, you know, when you go out, you get to, in L.A., I get to meet a lot of people, a lot of the stars and so on. And it just... You know, at first you're in awe, and because here you are with the stars, you know, and you don't know how to react at first. And then you just get to talking, and it's just like regular people. And I was at the concert with Tina Marie and Stevie Wonder and who else? Smokey Robinson. And they all were together, and I got a chance to sit back and talk to them and just sit back and get a chance to rap to them, so...
Well, what are some of those Los Angeles friends you might be bringing to the last hearing? Lead into that as a good lead in.
Earl, of course, did meet some stars along the way. In 1975, he brought his listeners up close and personal with big band legend Count Basie.
Of course, as you know, the record industry has had a history of ripping off artists. Did you ever experience that?
Just being ripped off.
Being ripped off by the record companies or in those early days?
Ripped off by everybody, record company, critics, everybody else. But I mean, when they rip you off, you look through it. I mean, and I have never been angry about it because some of the things have been so true. And then, too, I've looked at the things that I've been ripped off about and studied them, you know. But that's just critics' opinions. They are, of course, you can't get away from that because I think everybody's entitled to their opinion. Sometimes I think what a critic might write, it might jack you up a little bit, and it might help you.
In the soulful 1970s, Earl's relaxed, easygoing style had all the ingredients of great radio.
Backstage, just as we just finished the main ingredient concert, a very fantastic show here in the Men's IM Arena, and I'm talking with Luther Simmons, who was one of the singers with the main ingredient. It really seems that you really work hard at it to get your blend, because your voices blend so well together. How do you develop that, or how much work does it actually take to really to get your voices to blend that beautiful harmoniously, especially on stage, because a lot of artists, they sound good on record, but then they don't come across that well on stage when they blend that well.
Well, I think that's one of the big secrets of the main ingredient, you know, and that we do spend a lot of time, you know, making our harmony correct, you know, and really that's the really big thing that I feel has helped the Main Ingredient, you know, to be where they are because of the fact that everything we do is, we work so hard at it so that when we do present it, it's just like, you know, the record, even greater than a record sometimes, you know.
Main Ingredient, three young men who have a bright future in one of the world's toughest businesses. This has been Earl Robinson reporting for the TCB Show.
Dig this.
Earl also found out what was on the mind of Lansing's youth. The death of civil rights activist Malcolm X in 1965 was still a clear memory for some Lansing-area teens when Earl asked them about the man who spent his own childhood in their city.
How do you think the Lansing School District looks at Malcolm?
They don't look at him in no way whatsoever. Ain't no book signing, ain't nothing.
How do other people perceive Malcolm X's you see it?
Well, some people see Malcolm as a racist. Some see him as just a man out causing trouble, starting a bunch of confusion. But the majority of the young people today, young black people, they respect Malcolm X. They respect him for everything he did and from him being, from him living right here in Lansing.
And in closing, these words of Malcolm: I'll be free. I'll be free, and none shall confine with fetters and chains this spirit of mine. From my youth I have vowed in God to rely, and despite the oppressor, gain freedom or die. This has been Earl Robinson reporting for the TCB Show.
Musicians, students, athletes, and coaches. Earl Robinson brought their thoughts and ideas to thousands of us who've enjoyed his work for so many years. Earl, we'll miss your wide smile and infectious laugh. Thank you for everything that you've done.
Oh, boy. Wow. Right? I mean, how do you follow that? And as you see, Earl Robinson just wasn't, you know, a sports broadcaster. He was not just a sports talk radio host. A lot of people don't know that he did touch on social issues happening in our local community and beyond. You know, you heard him mention Malcolm X, and he produced a story about Malcolm X and his influence here in the Lansing area. You know, also, again, one of the very few stations that, you know, Earl hosted where you could get African-American music. So just amazing. Just amazing. Again, we are celebrating the life and legacy that is the great Earl Robinson here on WKAR AM 870 105.1 FM. Let's go to our phone lines right now. We do have Ray from Indiana that wants to chime in. Ray, welcome to the show.
I tell you, I am so sorry to hear about Earl Robinson. I called him for probably 20 or 30 years. He was always a real fair man, even though I was a Michigan fan back in the day. He was always fair to me when we talked. And I'm so sad. He's not been gone that many years from you taking over, for you taking over.
2013. My 6-year anniversary was in April, Ray. So, yeah, not that long ago.
Been that long, 6 years?
6 years. 6 years, yep.
Well, he was talking about, because I jogged and I worked out, and he told me he was going to work out. What happened to his health? Did he just happen to get cancer or heart attack or stroke? Or passed on?
Yeah, we don't know the details, Ray. We just got the news.
Where was he living at?
He was still here in the area, from what I understand. He was still here in the Lansing area, yes. Yep. Yep. But I understand, Ray. I mean, you know, you are one of the callers that's been calling here for a long time, and you began calling, correct me if I'm wrong, when Earl was the sports talk host here at WKAR long before me, right?
Yeah, I was ripping Michigan since 2006, so he took my calls even then, but I used to be a big Michigan fan, you know, and I
as we know
about going to the Rose Bowl when they won a national title. He was always fair at saying, you know, like that play by Charles Woodson got that interception and put, the guy pushed off on him and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that that was a bad call, that it should have been called, you know.
Right, right. Yeah,
so he was always fair about people, you know.
Yeah.
If you're a Michigan or Michigan State fan, that's all you could ask from a sports analyst, to be fair about it.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear. I'll pray for Sam. I know I'm pretty sure he was a Christian. He knew about Jesus.
Well, Ray.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Ray, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, dude.
I'll pray for his family. You pray for mine.
You got it, man. You got it. John, right? We have John on line two. John, welcome to Current Sports.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my man.
First and foremost, I'd like to say my condolences to the Robinson family and to the WKR Michigan State family and the loss of my dear friend and radio listener. I say as a friend because he was like a friend to the Lance community, being one of the first, in my opinion, radio shows that had a segment just particularly for R&B or whatever you want to call it, soul music. And I never forget the day that Earl Robinson announced the passing of Manny Wilkerson. It brought tears in my eyes, you know, when Earl Robinson had said that Manny Wilkerson had passed away. And that was in 1974, somewhere in that area. I couldn't have been no more than about 15 years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Earl Robinson has always been a very man that's always enlightened on sports and the music scene or whatever, you know. And I like to say also to the Saginaw community, because that's where Earl Robinson was from, Saginaw, Michigan. And to that city as well, that they lost a great figure on Saturday afternoon. So not to be long-winded, but Earl Robinson meant a lot to me. And some of the things that he said, I never forget the closing. I always wanted to ask him when he said, "Farewell, my deep and African brothers. Be brave. Keep freedom in the family."
And I love that.
And I can't remember the rest of it, but I would like you to play that ending of his show one time so I can hear it. He would always, it was in Swahili.
Oh, we have to find that.
Brave.
Yeah, I don't think we have that up on cue right now, but John, we may have to get that for you tomorrow. I'll see if I can dig that up for you.
All right.
That's awesome.
I know it's probably a lot of other people want to talk, but that was just something that I just wanted to reflect on. And thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Of course, John. Thank you so much, man. Again, if you know, we got about, 10 minutes exactly left here in the hour. If you want to call in and give your thoughts on the life and legacy that is Earl Robinson, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Let's hit our final break. When I come back, I'll share some of my thoughts and memories on Earl. That and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Okay, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Again, if you've been joining us throughout this hour, you know that we have been paying tribute to the late Earl Robinson, passing away on Saturday at the age of 71. Before I share my final thoughts, let's go to our phone lines once again. We've got Mike from Saginaw who wants to share some thoughts on line one. Mike, you are on Current Sports.
Hey, Al, this is Michael calling from Saginaw, man. Thanks for taking my call. Earl Robinson worked up here at the radio station up here, but he was telling me one time that he was working because the manager, they would refuse to pay him. They'd come up with all kinds of excuses not being able to
paying him for being on the radio, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed at that because I can't imagine today that anybody would willing to work for not working with people that don't pay them. I know y'all get paid, and can you imagine that, man? But this is back in the wild, wild days. This was back before everything got corporate and everything else, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just to listen to the music he was playing. Could you imagine the music they played back in the day, man? They just was all free form and everything before everything got formatted and everything. But here's what I really miss about Earl. Earl was the first talk show that I actually called.
Right.
And he always took my calls. And sometimes I got a little bit out there sometime, and he kind of reeled me in, man. And I met him personally when I went down to the parade, the Oldsmobile, when they were still in Lansing there, and I shook his hand. We talked for a while and everything. But I just want to say something. Everybody's saddened right now, but when the time has passed, we all going to have great memories of Earl. So this is for you and him and stuff, man. Just keep the flame going, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, man. Thanks. Always great chatting with Mike from Saginaw. So as we come up here with less than 10 minutes left, Connor, I know we were, you know, when I woke up today, too, I said, wow, we could have done a whole hour on the news that broke around 9 a.m. this morning. Right. John Beilein is now the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. If you haven't heard, you've been living under a rock this morning. We're definitely going to touch on that. I got some strong thoughts on that one, brother. But again, it wouldn't be right, Connor, if we talk sports today in light of the unfortunate passing of Earl Robinson. So just brief thoughts from me. You know, I remember, and it's so funny because it's kind of like a full circle moment right now. I'm getting some comments on our Facebook page saying, is that Fred Human from Channel 6 in the studio? Because, yeah, they can see Uncle Freddy on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. And yeah, that's Uncle Freddy, Fred Human, the guy who took me under his wing when I was a student here at Michigan State University, intern at Channel 6 for 2 years, got a job there. And it was just 7 months into the job when WKAR came calling. And, you know, I remember that first episode. First off, I had never done radio before in my life. I was a TV guy. That's what I went to school for. That's why I came to Michigan State University. So, you know, the thought of having an hour-long radio show where it's just me for the entire hour, that frightened me. And I didn't know how I was going to pull this whole thing off. So I remember, you know, the months and days leading up to that first show, I'm picking everybody's brain on how to do this. I'm doing mock shows in my living room. And of course, I'm picking the brain of Earl Robinson and trying to see how he put together this show for 39 years. What was the formula behind his success? And, you know, we had the very first episode and Earl was my first guest. And even before that, you know, going back to college, you know, I first met Earl when I was a student here at Michigan State. Earl Robinson was one of the speakers in Sue Carter's sports reporting one class. And I remember going up to Earl and shaking his hand. And he was just so nice. And I have to say this as well. You know, being an African-American man here in America, being an African-American man who's trying to go into sports broadcasting or anything that you do, you know, it always inspires you and gives you an extra kick of inspiration when you see others that look like you doing what you want to do. And Earl being a black man and seeing him rock the mic, I'm like, man, that's awesome. And we had conversations like that. And, you know, after we did that first show, we went out to a local spot here in Lansing. You know, we sat down and, you know, Earl shared some stories and, of course, you know, and shared some advice on how to be successful and how to have a show that really resonates with the Lansing community and beyond, for that matter. And, he, you know, he told me never to be, you know, afraid to live in your skin, Al. You know, you are black. You are going through things that are trying because of that. Don't be afraid to be transparent with your audience and share those things. And try to give the listener a perspective into what that is like. And also, when we were having that conversation, he told me that, you know, Al, when they were searching for somebody to take over for me, I didn't think that they were going to go with another brother.
And we just kind of had a laugh. He's like, man, I'm glad they went with another brother. And we just chuckled about that as we sat and ate. But unfortunately, you know, that was the last time I saw Earl. You know, I had tried to reach out and have him on shows in the future, and you know, just weren't able to connect for various reasons. But what we just experienced for what this past 60 minutes speaks to the kind of impact and the kind of human being that he was. You know, he was a man who worked hard and did it with a smile on his face. And he was just one of the nicest people you'd ever meet. You know, he was always willing to mentor young students coming in. And that's something that I've tried to continue here at WKAR's Current Sports, because I look at mentors in my life like Fred Heumann. You know, Fred Heumann took me in as an intern when I was a student here at Michigan State. And that's something I've tried to do since being here at WKAR, and the partnership that we have with the Journalism 418 class and the interns, the countless interns that we've had here at WKAR's Current Sports. So his legacy lives on. And, you know, a moment like this, it can be a slap in the face, right? And it reminds you just how short life is. So everybody out there, you know, whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, go after it, because tomorrow is never promised. On that note, I bid you all adieu. Again, may you rest well, Earl Robinson.
And in closing, these words of Malcolm: I'll be free. I'll be free. And none shall confine, with fetters and chains, this spirit of mine. From my youth I have vowed in God to rely, and despite the oppressor, gain freedom or die. This has been Earl Robinson reporting for the TCB Show.